In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These words again from the Gospel reading for this day of the Confession of St. Peter. And Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" A game I used to play as I taught confirmation class was, "Who am I?" The purpose of the game was to acquaint the class with a number of biblical characters. The students would each read up on one character and then prepare a list of clues about their character. Then they would stand up before the class and ask, "Who am I?" Then they would read the first clue and continue until someone guessed their identity or all of the clues were used up. Some of the guesses were wild and others were close, just barely missing the mark. You could say that Jesus was playing this game with his disciples in our text when he asked, "Who do people say that I am?" And their answers, the buzz about him? Some say he was John the Baptist. Others say Elijah. And others one of the prophets, they said. As people, the people nearest to Jesus, the disciples had no doubt heard and overheard a great deal of speculation, rumors, whispering, and guessing. So Jesus' question, "Who do people say that I am?" was an easy one to answer, and the story of our text suggests that the disciples were not at a loss for words. But then Jesus posed a second and a different sort of question, a question that required a personal answer. "But who do you say I am?" Jesus asks. That question is personal on more than one level. In his first question, Jesus was asking about people, about what others think and say about him. In his second question, however, the references change. Now the inquiry is not about people, but you, if you will allow yourselves for the moment to be in that first circle of listeners. Jesus is not asking about the crowds back in Galilee. Rather, he's asking about the people right there in that little circle, the people he's looking right in the eye. Again, you. And again, he makes no veiled or hidden reference to himself. He uses the pronoun I. "Who do you say I am?" he asks. And Peter, the one most likely to talk, does not disappoint us. He boldly declares, "You are the Christ." And all the choirs in heaven must have burst forth in song, as in Matthew's gospel we hear Jesus bless Peter for getting it right. "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." What you believe is a gift from my Heavenly Father, Jesus was saying to Peter. The key word is gift. So the faith to know who Jesus is comes as a gift from God. The hard part for Peter, though, was not in answering Jesus' question, but in living the answer. And Peter did. We know that. The question that still needs to be answered, though, is, who do we say Jesus is? That answer, yes, the answer to that question, determines what we believe, and what we believe determines the impact that Jesus is making on our lives. Or to put it another way, how we act as Christians, as seminarians, as faculty and staff, as future pastors and deaconesses. And Jesus does not leave that to chance either. Very boldly in the last part of the gospel lesson for this day, he declares, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So if the world and the things of this world are hostile to God, if the standard behavior for us as human beings is to love those who love us and to hate those who hate us, then you and I are called by Jesus to swim upstream, to be better than that. Isn't that what he was preparing his disciples to do as he begins to point them ahead to his death and resurrection? Isn't he also pointing to forgiveness, the forgiveness, life, and salvation he won for us as he asks us now, who do you say that I am? Yes, who do you say that I am? What joy he has as he hears each one of us in word and deed join with Peter and say, you are the Christ, you are my Lord and my Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.